other one. That's all. I'll be one of them.
Yeah, yeah. Too late. Not shy. Last week we were learning the end of Perek Kol Gagas. We did a little bit on Tzadik Amid Aleph. Then we have to go back to Tzadik Dalet Amid Beis. Tzadik Dalet Amid Beis, the second line from the top. Tzadik Dalet Amid Beis on the second line. So the Gemara is trying to explain the Mishnah. Mishnah talks about a chotzer or a bayis that has mechitzas on all four sides, alpi pashtas, and because it has mechitzas on all four sides, it has the status of reshus hayochid. And then, if two of the mechitzas fell down, you're not allowed to carry. So the Gemara wants to know, what's the difference if one mechitza fell down, you're still allowed to carry, and two mechitzas fell down, you're not allowed to carry. Why? If you have an area that only has three mechitzas, it doesn't have anything on the fourth side, you're not allowed to carry if it doesn't have on the fourth side. So Elamai, part of the fourth side fell down, not the whole fourth wall. So if only part of it fell down, you're still allowed to carry. So what does it bother me if part of number three and number four fell down? If part of three and four fell down, just like if part of four fell down, but part of it is still standing, is good. So if part of three fell down and part of standing should also be good. That's what the Gemara doesn't understand. Freg the Gemara, that's on the third line from the top. The Mishnah talks about a bayis shenifretz mishtei ruchosev and a chotzer shenifretz mishtei ruchosev. A bayis, the difference between a bayis and a chotzer, so far it's not relevant. A bayis has a roof and a chotzer doesn't have a roof. A chotzer, the front yard, the backyard, it has mechitzas, has four mechitzas around it, but it doesn't have a roof. And a bayis has a roof. So the Gemara wants to know, maishna miroch achas. Why is it if only one wall fell down, how are you allowed to carry? You only have three walls. The answer is that the roof is still there, if it's a bayis. He say, pitikra yerbisoysim. So if you're missing on two walls, it should also say pitikra yerbisoysim. And for the Gemara, amri debe rav, mishmei de rav, and rav zishiva, they said over the name of rav, is talking, gonshinifras bekeren zovis. Means the two walls that fell down are corner. In the same corner. So therefore what? So why don't you say Pitika Yerbisoysim? Tavaita? We didn't answer anything yet. Kigon Shinifraz Bikaran Zavis and what is Vikiruyai Ba'alachsan. The Leka Lamema Pitikra. What do you mean Kiruy Ba'alachsan? So Rashi translates Ba'alachsan means in the days of the Gemara, the normal rooftop would be flat. Rashi says, in the days of Rashi, the rooftops would be slanty. Right. Instead of being flat. So Rashi says, the only time you say Pitiki Yerbisoysim is if it's a flat roof. So that's what the Gemara says, Vikiruya Balachsoin. And the roof is slanty. So therefore, you can't say Pitiki Yerbisoysim. So what is it? So you don't say Pitiki Yerbisoysim. So a little bit, here you have, let's say, this is the bayis, and it had four walls. And a little bit of this wall fell down, a little bit of this wall fell down. So what? But the pirtza is less than eser, so it shouldn't pose a problem. If you have oimed merubal aparutz, on each of the four walls you have oimed merubal aparutz, and the gap that's missing is less than eser amas, so let it be good, let it be called a pesach. So the answer is no. That's what we had already on Aman Aleph. Pischa v'keren zovis liabdi inchi. If you have a missing, let's say you have 1,000 amas, you have a square area, and each side is 1,000 amas, and you're missing 9 amas here, missing 9 amas here. That's not a problem. You have oimid merubal aparetz. The part that's standing is ruba kukula. The part that's standing is 991 amas are standing, and 9 amas are missing. So oimid merubal aparetz, and the pirtz says pachas meyasa, doesn't pose a problem. But if it's in the corner, caddy corner, that's missing, Pischa b'keren zavis la'avdin, she can't call out a pesach. So last week we were drawing diagrams. So we said the Mishnah Berura quotes a Rashba in the Sefer Avodas HaKodesh. As long as it's less than 6 tvachim is good. And then we asked, someone asked over here, 6 tvachim never plays a role. 6 tvachim is how much is in an amma? Is 6 tvachim in an amma? Why should that play a role?
Mishnah Berura quoted actually in the Gardens name. The Rashba actually had between 3 and 4 tvachim.
Oh, okay, so better. Okay, so it's not a Shver Rashba. We're not mechuyif to farem feshver pimugad. Okay, not mechuyif to farem feshver pimugad. Okay, good. So six tochim is very difficult. If the gap that's missing is less than three tochim, so you say lovud. If the gap that's missing is more than three tochim, or less than four tochim, three and a half tochim, that's also not bad. That was the rashash in the first perek, that four tochim is the shear for a pesach to be chayv and mezuzah. So up until four tochim, nishgefel. But if it's more than four tochim and it's in the corner, and it's missing on both sides, so then pischa bekeren zavis le'abdi yinshi. So the Gemara has to say two parts to the answer here. In Rab's yeshiva, they said pshata is nifritz bekeren zavis over here. So you can't, even though it's less than eser amos, the part that's missing, so pischa bekeren zavis le'abdi yinshi. I, but why don't you? So just because less than 10 amos doesn't help. I want you to say pitikra yerbisoisim. The answer is, it's not an acceptable tikra. The tikra is not a flat tikra, it's slanty. Whenever you have a slanty tikra, you don't say pitikra yerbisoisim. That's how Rashi read the Gemara. Tosis points out, Tosis v'kiruya ba'alachsain. Tosis quotes the Rashi, Pirish b'kuntris, ba'alachsain means, v'shipua ke'en gagin shalonu. In the days of Rashi, that the rooftops would be would be slanty, like that, instead of being flat. In the days of the Gemara, the normal rooftop would be flat, then you say pitikir, you ever say same, and if it's slanty, you don't say. So Tosis says, v'hainu kira zilu, kidamina perkos, and pasen chofem at base. That's a Gemara in the second parak. So Rashi interprets the same on that Gemara, that when you have a roof that's slanty instead of being flat, you don't say pitikir ever says. That's what Rashi says over there. And the Lashon HaGemara, the Gemara uses there is ki ur zilo. We don't know what the word means. So Rashi claims that's what the word means. Tosis does not agree with Rashi, not there and not here. So Rashi says that word ki ur zilo means slanty. And Rashi over here says, the kiruya ba'alachsain, alachsain means that it's ki ur zilo. So Tosis says, so why does the Gemara use a different expression here and there? If it means the same thing, they should say over here ki ur zilo also. So that's why Tosis over there doesn't even agree with Rashi, ki ur zilo. And over here Tosis again doesn't agree with Rashi the way he interprets. The tema, the havala lemenka ki ur zilo kid and nokta hasam. Why does the Gemara use a different terminology according to Rashi? So the Ri gives a different answer. No, the Ri says not like Rashi. The Ri denies this. In Shulchan Aruch they quote this chumra from Rashi. Yeshomrim, that if the roof is slanty instead of being flat, you can't apply pitikra yerbisoisim, because that's not called a tikra. Tikra is only if it's flat. But Tosis doesn't agree with Rashi at all. So how does Tosis read this Gemara? So they say, b'kiruya ba'alachsain means differently. If the wall fell down in the corner, the walls hold up the ceiling. So if the wall fell down in the corner, the ceiling also fell down. So the ceiling is ba'alachsain. Ceiling is ba'alachsain doesn't mean that instead of being flat, it's slanty. No, it's flat, but it's missing in the corner. The only time you have a right to say pitikra yerbisoisim if the tikra is rectangular shape. The picture, right? Exactly. Right. That's why they give the diagram. You only say pitikra if it's a rectangular shape, a square or a rectangular shape. But if it's such an odd configuration on the top left corner, the tikra is balachsan, the tikra is flat. But since the edge of the tikra is balachsan, you don't say pitikra yerbisoisim. Why not? What's the pshat? So Tosis is going to keep on repeating what they wrote earlier. Okay, the bottom line of Tosis. Bottom line on the last Tosis, on Sarek Dal and Amabes, Tosis writes, the pitikra havi mitam pesach ki depreshis liyo. There's a fundamental machlekes here, Rashi and Tosis, what is pitikra all about? Yeah, that's on Pevav and Aleph to have this machlekes. Rashi's opinion is that pitikra is a din of mechitza. What kind of a mechitza? If Tosis on Pevav and Aleph points out, according to Rashi, Rashi gets stuck with a difficulty. The Tosis says the only way to krich out of the blot is to say that pitikra only applies if the tikra has a minimum thickness of a tefach. If it's a thin tikra, here, this is a tefach, this is much less. Tefach Moshe Feinstein says it's 3.6 inches. There are those who say 4 inches, lachumra, but basically 3.6, less than 4. So let's say if you have a tikra that's so thick, so Rashi will not say pitikra yerbisoisim. It has to be a minimum thickness of a tefach. Because if you have a tefach, so you have at least a tefach of a mechitza. So just like we have a rule, if you have a mechitza 10 tefachim tall, then we say good asik mechitza. You have a right to visualize as if good, as if you stretch up the mechitza, and as if it continues all the way up. As if it's all the rakia, as if the mechitza all the way goes up to the rakia. Or sometimes you say, good achis mechitza. You have a mechitza tluya, so there's a machlokes, how much tluya, so we pass, it has to be tluya within three tochim. So then you say, good asik mechitza, good achis mechitza, you stretch it down, good achis. So here Rashi says, if you have a mechitza, that's a tefach thick, so you have the beginning of a mechitza, so the halacha says that it's like good achis, also like a din of good achis. You have to have a mechitza, and then it goes down. So that's where Rashi says, what if you have a mechitza, what if you have a roof, that's a tefach thick, but it's slanty, so it's no longer a tefach this way. It just became less than a tefach. If it'll be like this, it's a tefach. But if you have it like this, you just lost part of your tefach. So according to Rashi, that's why if it's kirozila, if it's slanty, you can't apply pitiki or visosim. But Tosis totally disagrees with Rashi. Tosis says, what do you mean? See, we have a din like that, that a tefach is considered the haschola of a mechitza. There is a din, one of the 39 melachos on Shabbos is boneh. And that boneh, and there's a rule that governs all of the 39 melachos on Shabbos. The Mishnah formulates it in Masechet Shabbos, on Kuf, Dav Kufay, I say. So, kol ha'isa melacha b'Shabbos, and melach the miskayem is b'Shabbos. You have to do a melacha shel kayam, it has to be of a lasting nature. So let's say a person writes Ksav Sheinu Shel Kayam. He makes a Kesher Sheinu Shel Kayam. He makes a Binyan Aroi. So Min HaTorah is not Chayiv. All the Lamatas Melachos has to be Shel Kayam. So Mid the Rabbanon there's a din Ohel. Ohel means Ohel Aroi. Bona means Binyan Kavua. And Ohel is Ohel Aroi. So Ohel Aroi is also Mid the Rabbanon. So the Mishnayis record, we had it in Nerevin, we have it in Shabbos. Mishnayis record there's a machlekes hatanoim, Reb Lezer, and the Chachamim, what's the din of Tosefes Soil Aroi? So we paskin like the Chachamim who are more lenient. Reb Lezer was from the Beis Shammai here, Reb Lezer Shamutehi, who was from the Beis Shammai, usually more machmer than the Beis Hillel, usually. So Reb Lezer holds not only are you not allowed to make oil aroi betchila b'Shabbos to make a whole oil aroi, you're not even allowed to do Tosefes Soil Aroi. Let's say it's raining in, the window is smashed, it's raining in, so I just want to put temporarily a cardboard in the window, it shouldn't snow in. So that's, according to Rabbi Lezer, that's already not allowed. That's Tosefes Soil Aroi. You know, you're not making the wall, you're just making a hoisofa on the wall that exists already. And the hoisofa is not going to be permanent. I'm going to wait till Monday, till someone's going to come and put in a real window pane, a piece of glass there. So it's only Aroi. So nonetheless, Tosefes Soil Aroi is also us. And we pass like the Chachamim, that you're not allowed to make oil aroi betchila b'Shabbos yesh meyayin, but if there already is a wall and just the window pane is missing and you want to put something temporarily, that's called tosefes oil aroi. So tosefes oil aroi is muta. So the Gemara in Erevin told the story that someone had the behemoth, a corral of behemoth, and in the daytime they needed sunshine, and in the nighttime they needed protection from the sun. They shouldn't get a sunstroke. So they needed a roof on top of this corral. And in the nighttime, they needed dafke that should be fresh air. So they wanted to have a roof that they should remove it at nighttime and put it up on the daytime. So the Gemara says that's a problem of oil aroi. You're putting on a whole roof, a rooftop. And there was no roof at all. So the Gemara, the Amora, told the farmer, Anetze, he says, have a mat that's going to be able to roll up and stretch out. So have the mat stretched out at tefach on top of the corral before Shabbos begins. And then when you need it on Shabbos in the daytime, when you need some shade, so continue to stretch it out more. To put up the whole roof on Shabbos, to put up the whole mat on Shabbos, that's making an oil aroi b'tchila b'Shabbos, you're not allowed to. But if you have it, it's already stretched out at tefach, so then you're allowed to stretch it out by that step. Right, so that's based on this Gemara. So Rashi holds that the same over here. But that's a din midirabbanan, that if you have a tefach stretched out, you continue to stretch it out more. That's Tosefes Soil Aroi. And here, it's a din daraisa, Rashi holds. If you have a gag, a tikra, that's a tefach thick, so that's considered a mechitza of a tefach. So min HaTorah the din is that the mechitza is good aches mechitza. You visualize it as if it's yuri to the ground, and that's why it's only if it's like this, but it's going to be on a tilt. So you have less than a tefach, so teignish, you don't even have the haschala of the mechitza, so you can't say good achis. So Taisa disagrees with the whole thing. Taisa says, what kind of good achis? It's, you only say good achis if it's a mechitza tluya, you don't say good achis. It has to be between three tefachim to the ground. Right. How can you say from the rooftop? Taisa disagrees with the whole Rashi. And who state in the Gemara that you only say pitikur yer besoysim if it's a tefach thick? The whole thing is a figment of Rashi's imagination. Taisa doesn't agree with the whole Rashi. And why shouldn't it apply? Once you say you don't need a tefach thick, so it doesn't make a difference whether it's like this or it's like this. The whole reason why it makes a difference is if it's exactly a tefach and it's on a tilt, then it's no longer a tefach. He just made it smaller than a tefach. So Taisa disagrees with the whole thing. So Taisa's proofs from this Gemara, the Gemara is going to say, we're going to get there soon. At the bottom of Tzadik Dalet Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to say, there's room to distinguish within Pitikra Yer B'Soysim regarding how big of a gap do you have. Let's say you have four walls and you have a ceiling on top. So one of the walls fell down, yesem eyeser. You have 1,000 amas, a wall 1,000 amas, and in the middle 15 amas fell down. So pirtza yesem eyeser is no good. It's called a pirtza. But if you have a pitikra, so that's acceptable. So the Gemara wants to distinguish, pitikra will be good maybe for eser, less than eser, but yesem eyeser won't be good. Where do we distinguish between Pachas Meyasa and Yasa Meyasa? That's in Shem Pesach. When is it called a Pesach? When is it called a Pirtza? Let's say you have a building that's surrounded with walls. So the walls make the inside of the building into a Rishus HaYachid. If one of the doors is open, so you have a Pesach. So that doesn't cancel the whole status of Rishus HaYachid. If the whole wall is missing, then you have a Pirtza. Or if you have an opening that Yasa Meyasa. So if you make a Tzuras HaPesach, Tzuras HaPesach is a Pesach. If you didn't make a Tzuras HaPesach, so that's what Taisa says. If you have a Pitikra is also a form of a Pesach. It's a Tzuras HaPesach. That's what Taisa's Tain is. Otherwise, they say it doesn't make sense why the Gemara is distinguishing between Pachas Meyasser and Yasser Meyasser, that some are of the opinion that you only apply Pitikra Yerid V'Soysem if it's Pachas Meyasser. Yasser Meyasser, you don't. These are yes and pachas meyaser is a shear within Pesach versus Pirtza. So Taisus Tain is to see from the whole gist of the Gemara that the whole halacha is halacha Moshe Messina apparently. The whole din of Pitikra Yer V'Soysem is avort of Tzuras HaPesach. It's avort of a Tzuras HaPesach.
Well, isn't Taisus Moshe, there must be a minimum though, in order to have to say Pitikra.
A minimum, it has to be Dalet Tvachim al Dalet Tvachim, otherwise not called a Tikra, because a Tikra means a gag on top of a Mokum. In a Mokum on the floor, the Mokum has to be Dalet al Dalet Tvachim, not Dalet al Dalet Amis. Dalet al Dalet Amis is a shear for a bias. Whenever you talk about a Chiyah Mezuzah, a Chsaptim al Mezuzah, Beis Secha has to be a Beis Dira, that's a minimum of Dalet al Dalet Amis. And one Tana is of the opinion, we don't pass like that Sukkah Dira Skeva being on. So Sukkah has to have a minimum of Dalet al Dalet Amis. And the Gemara in the beginning of Sukkah, Dav Gimel gives a list of various dinim that depend on Dalet al Dalet Amis because it depends on bias at Beis Dira. But if you're not talking about Beis Dira, you're just talking about the Shir Mokaim. So the Shir Mokaim is Dalet al Dalet Tvachim. So that's what Taisa says. Yeah, that's in the Gemara. It's only called, you only apply Pitikra if it's a Tikra on top of a Mokaim. And a Mokaim has to be Dalet al Dalet. So the Mele the Tikra has to be Dalet al Dalet. According to Rashi, it's not so. The word of Pitikra is that it doesn't even have to be Dalet al Dalet on top. The word of Pitikra is that the edge is the haschola, you have a tefach of a mechitza, so it's a good achis mechitza, you have a haschola of a mechitza, so I visualize, usually only say good achis mechitza if it's 10 tefachim tall and if it's suspended within 3 tefachim to the ground. Then you would have said lavud, so then you can say good achis mechitza. Here Rashi says it's all the way up, suspended in the middle of the, above everybody's head. It's 8 feet above the ground, 10 feet above the ground is where the tikra is. So you say good achis over that also. Taisa says no. The whole part of Pitikra Yer V'Soysem is an application of the principle of a Tzuras HaPesach.
When you say Pesach Hol El Moed, is it Tzuras HaPesach or Pesach Adin HaShuva? In other words, how big is the Pesach Hol El Moed?
Pesach Hol El Moed, I don't think, didn't have a Tzuras HaPesach. Did not have a Tzuras HaPesach.
Pesach within a mechitza.
There was no mechitza at all. See, here you have a whole wall, and then you have a Pesach in the middle. Here there's a whole wall and a Pesach over here. Pesach Chol Moed, the whole, it was Nifretz B'miluo. There was no wall at all over there. There were only three walls on the rest of Ohel Moed, and the front was nothing. The whole thing was Pasuach Legamre. Yeah, there was no wall. So that's why Tosafot disagrees with the Rashi on the slanty also. Tosafot doesn't, they didn't interpret on Daf Chof Hei like that. They don't interpret over here either. He said it doesn't make a difference whether the Pitikra is like this or the Pitikra is like that. It's still going to be a Tzuras HaPesach. Tosafot disagrees. In Shulchan Aruch, they quote Lahachmer like Rashi. You should be Machmer like Rashi against Tosafot. Then whatever it's slanty, it doesn't help. You don't say Pitikra. The corner broke off, therefore, even though it's less than Eser, you can't.
It's not a Pesach.
Why not say Pitikir Abisosim? The roof is on an angle.
Good. But according to the Ri, when he says the roof isn't at an angle, it just broke off. Well, the roof is coming across at the same angle that you have the opening, Rashi would have
Pitikir. Rashi would say Pitikir, that's it. Yeah. Rashi would say, yeah.
No
Tosafot doesn't agree with Rashi. Rashi does not agree with Tosafot. Each one disagrees with the other one. Right, Tosafot, Rashi does not agree with Tosafot. Tosafot says that Pitikur Yerbisayim is a form of Tzuras HaPesach, so Pischa Bekeren Zov is Loyavadi Inchi, so that can't be considered a Tzuras HaPesach. If you actually made a Tzuras HaPesach in the corner, it would be good. Let's say you have an area that has, you make an area around a bungalow colony, right? You make an area around a hotel, around a community. So a lot of times in the corner, you have a Tzuras HaPesach that goes diagonal. So that's acceptable. If you have a Tzuras HaPesach, then we say it is good. Only Pischa B'Keren Zav is Lavdish means you just left it open and it's less than Eser, that kind of a Pesach is no good. But if you made a Tzuras HaPesach with Economy Kan, the Rishonim say it would be good. So Tosafot says, but this kind of Tzuras HaPesach, but you don't have Economy Kan, you just have the Pi HaTikro, that's another form of a Tzuras HaPesach, so that's not acceptable in the corner. So that's how Tosafot reads it.
The definition of a lakhsa, it sounds like Rashi himself is saying the same thing, they're both on a slant.
No, Rashi says the roof is slanty.
Yes.
Tosafot says irrelevant, the roof is slanty, the roof is flat, lo malo v'lo morid. Tosafot doesn't agree with Rashi, but they say the roof is not rectangular shape. If the roof goes like this, that doesn't qualify as a pitikra.
Okay.
Why? Because you're going to say pitikra like this. Pischa b'keren zav is la'avdi inshin. The vart of pitikra, it's a form of Tzuras HaPesach. It's another form of Tzuras HaPesach.
But according to Rashi, then you could have five walls, you could have six walls. You have say pitikra, because according to the way Tosafot has the angle, he has more than five walls. There'll be pitikra. You have from one, two, three, four, five from the corners.
How many times can you say pitikra?
Yeah,
no. Tosafot's diagram means you have walls. One, two, three, four are walls. And the diagonal there the walls fell down. And you just have the roof is diagonal. So diagonal roof, that's not acceptable. You're looking from the top, the picture. You're looking down on top of the roof, yeah. So four of them are walls, according to Tosafot. Four are walls. That's what we're going to do in this Gemara. The Gemara is going to talk, how many times do you allow pitikra? Can you say pitikra all five times if you have a roof? Can you say pitikra three times, four times, five times? That's going to be the next piece of Gemara.
Even if it's on a slant like that, what's the problem?
According to Rashi, it means the roof is slanty. According to Tosafot, that's not normal to make a pischa b'keren zavis. So since it's not normal to make a pischa, if you make a tzuras ha-pesach and the keren zavis with two poles and a string on top, a tzuras ha-pesach and a keren zavis is acceptable. But if you just have a pesach and the keren zavis, pachas me'asa, that's no good. And even if you have a pitikra with the Pesach, and the pitikra enhances the Tzuras HaPesach, no, the Keren Zavis, that doesn't work. It doesn't have a Tzura of a Pesach in the Keren Zavis. Unless you actually made the Tzuras HaPesach. With the Kana Mikana, Kana Mikana, Kana Agabe. That's the Machlekes, Rashi and Tosafot. So that's what Rav interprets. Rav interprets the Mishnah. In the Rav's Yeshiva, they said the name Rav Shenifritz, the Keren Zavis. The Nifritz B'Keren Zov is that both walls fell down, so even though the gap that's missing is less than Eser, Pischa B'Keren Zov is Le'av D'Inchi. Why don't you say Pitikra? No, V'Keruya Ba'Lachzoin. So Tosafot says that the roof is not rectangular in shape. The roof over there fell down in the corner. the triangular piece fell down. So you don't apply pitikiyar b'saisim on a roof that's on a diagonal. Only if the roof has a rectangular shape. And Rashi translates v'kirui balachsan, the whole roof is on a tilt. The roof is not flat, the roof is on a tilt. So that's what Rav interprets in the Mishnah. Ushmuel Amar, Shmuel says, no, the Mishnah is going afilu b'yesem e'yeser. Not only pachas, yesem e'yeser. Fregmar Kasha, what do you mean? The gap in the Mishnah is yesem e'yeser? So why does it make a difference whether miroch achas or mishtei ruchais? A pirtz yesem e'yeser is no good. Yehoche miroch achas nami should be no good. So the answer is mishum bias. The Mishnah puts together bias and chotzer. So if you have a bias and you have a pirtz yesem e'yeser, but a bias has a roof on it. So if you have a roof, so you say pitikei yor b'sois. Fine. So freg the Gemara, if you're working with pitikei yor b'soisim, ubayis gufe tikshi, so we don't understand bias. Ma'ish nami roch achas nami ne pitikei yor b'soisim. If you have a pirtz yesem e'yeser and one wall of the bias, it doesn't bother me if it's only miroch achas, because the roof is still present. So you say pitikei yor b'soisim. Beiruchas nami name of pitikei yor b'soisim. Why don't you say pitikei on the both walls also? Same kasha that we asked before. What's the difference one wall and two walls? Fregmar v'su, and another question. What do you mean? Shmuel subscribes to the principle of pitikei yor b'soisim. That Shmuel says the pirtza that we're talking about must be yes and yeser, and in a bias, it's not a problem on one side because you say pitikei yor b'soisim. I bet Shmuel is one who doesn't believe in pitikei yor b'soisim. V'su, freg di gemara, miyisli the Shmuel pitikei, but Shmuel doesn't subscribe to the whole din of pitikei. Isn't that a machlokes Rabbi Shmuel? V'hoitmar, we have the following tradition that there's a machlokes Rabbi Shmuel. Achsedra b'bika, a bika means a wide open space where there are no walls at all. So what does the word achsedra mean? So the word achsedra is a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Each one, the way he reads the Gemara. So Rashi learns, achsedra means a gazebo where you just have a roof and you have no walls at all. Well, a lot of times a gazebo has walls, but the walls are lower than 10 tefachim. So you just have poles to hold up the roof, and the rooftop spreads over a whole area. So Rashi learns achsedra has no walls. Bebika, achsedra bebika. If you have, achsedra means a roof that's suspended. So if you have an achsedra in the middle of the city, in between buildings, so you're going to have some walls over there. You're going to have a wall from this building. Well, achsedra bebika is wide open spaces. There are no walls anywhere. You just have a rooftop. So Rav Amamuta Latalta Bekula, Rashi learns Pshat and Rav, you have an achsedra, you have a roof suspended like this, and you say pitikra all four times. You say four times pitikra, so the area directly below the tikra has the status of a Rishus HaYochid because of these imaginary walls. Pitikra Yerba says them four times. And Shmuel disagrees that you don't say pitikra. Sounds like he doesn't subscribe to pitikra. No, Shmuel Omar, the bika is a karmelis. It's not a Rishus HaRabim Derais, it's a karmelis. A karmelis you're not allowed to carry. And you don't say pitikra Yerba says them, so the area directly below the achsedra, below the rooftop, is not labeled as a Rishu Sayach, same at Taltan Limba, a little bit Dalet Amos, just like in a Carmelist. You're only allowed to carry less than Dalet Amos. So this is also a Carmelist. So Stam the Gemara asked the question, Shmuel subscribes. We just said Shmuel over here, Achsedra, because says you're not allowed to carry because he doesn't believe in Pitiki or Besay same. So how come he said before that if the wall fell down, Miroch Achas and Abayis, he'd say Pitiki or Besay? Just said Shmuel doesn't believe in Pitikra. So the Gemara says, "Hold on, Kasha. That's not a contradiction. Ki leislei b'dalid, avol b'sholosh islei. This is Girsas Rashi. So how does Rashi read it? Ki leislei. When does Shmuel disagree with Rav? Rav says, "You say pitikei yor b'soisim. You have a roof and no walls at all. Achsedra b'bika, no walls at all. So Rav says, "You say pitikra four times to make the area directly below the tikra into rishus hayochid." And Shmuel says, "No, that's too much. You can't say pitikei yor b'soisim on all four. But if you have one wall, all you want to say pitikra three times, that's acceptable." That's how Rashi reads the Girsa in the Gemara. That's Rashi's Girsa. Ki leislei. When does Shmuel disagree with Rav? Not that he disagrees, he doesn't believe in pitikra at all. He doesn't believe in pitikra for all four walls. Ki leislei bedalit. To substitute for all four walls, he can't say pitikra. But if you have one wall and you want to say pitikra three times, that's acceptable. That's what we had last week, Tosfos on Amud Aleph, in the bottom of Tzadik Dalet Amud Aleph. Tosfos said that's impossible. The Gemara says the maximum you can say pitikra is if you have L shape, you say pitikra on the other two walls. But if you have parallel, two walls parallel, you can't say pitikra on the two walls that are parallel to each other. That's because it's enough in the Gemara in Sukkot. Rashi holds that Gemara is only talking about a Sukkot. It's not talking about Rishu Sayachid for Shabbos. Rishu Sayachid for Shabbos is more lenient than a Sukkot. But Tosfos equates it. We assume Shulchan Aruch like Tosfos. Tosfos equates it. That you cannot say pitikra when the gap is mefulish. If you have two walls mechubanim, zuk and egezu, and you're missing number three, number four, parallel to each other, you can't say pitikra like that. If you have it right angles to each other, then you can say pitikra on the third and the fourth walls that are missing. So Tosfos argues on Rashi. Tosfos, it starts on Amud Aleph, goes over to the top of Amud Beis. What do you mean? Rav holds, you say pitikra on all four walls. You just have a roof, you say pitikra on all four walls. The Gemara says you don't even say on two walls that are parallel. And Shmuel says you say on three walls. Nobody holds like that. Even the biggest makel only says pitikra on if the two walls are right angle, he's saying the other two. But if it's parallel, you don't say. I can say I have three missing walls, a four missing walls. So that's why the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rabbeinu Chananel have a different gears in the Gemara. If you see the top of the Tosfos, Tzadik Dalet on the base, after they argue with Rashi, so they say, Mechein Garsi Rabbeinu Chananel and Rabbeinu Tam, what do they say? Let's say the second narrow line in the Tosfos on Tzadik Dalet Amud Beis. In the next line in the Gemara, that's where we're up to. Goras, the Girsa should be just the reverse from the way Rashi reads it. The Girsa should be Ki Leislei the Sholosh. When the Shmuel say, you don't say, shh. The Rabbeinu Tam says the word Achsedra doesn't mean what Rashi said. Rashi says Achsedra means a gazebo that has a roof and has no mechitzas whatsoever. What holds up the roof? A pole is holding up the roof. If you have poles, doesn't it make it a Tzurusat Pesach in such a way that it's not a Tzurusat Pesach? Right. That's how Rashi reads. And Tosfos says no. The word Achsedra, Tosfos proves on Amud Aleph. On the bottom of Tzadik Dalet and Amud Aleph, they quote the Gemara in Bava Basra. It says, Bava Basra Daf Chofei. The Gemara says, Ahoyla Mazeh Daimal Achsedra. This world was created like an Achsedra. An Achsedra means an area that has three walls, and one wall is open. So the Gemara says, people are not so restricted in this world. You want to do Averis, you want to lose your whole Olam Hazeh, you want to use a whole Olam Habah, they give you a Bechira Chavshist. We recommend that you shouldn't do it. You're going to lose Olam Hazeh, Olam Habah. The Gemara says, the Ribbono Shel Olam gives everybody wide open. Doesn't give you everything wide open, all four sides. Olam Hazeh is Daim Alach Sedra, has three walls, and the fourth wall, the Ruach Revi'ah, says Prutza Legamrei, they give you a ton of Bechira Chavshist. So be careful not to fall in, not to do too many averis. So Tosfos says, you see from the Gemara in Bava Basra, Daf Chafei, that the word Achsedra means, then the Gemara says that the letter Hey represents Olam Hazeh, because it has three, it's like a rectangular shape, and it has three sides, and the bottom is missing. So the Gemara says that shows that there's an awful lot of Bechira Chavshis. And then the Gemara has, how come the Hey is not connected? On the left side, how come the hay is not connected? So the Gemara says, even if a guy fell out through the bottom, he misused his Bechira Chavshis, and he did so many averis that he fell out from Olam Haba, from Olam Hazeh, but there's a Pirtza Tchuka, there's a way to squeeze back in. If you do tshuva, you can come back into the normal world. So you see from the Gemara that the word Achsedra means that it has three walls. So the Rabbeinu Tam disagrees legamri with Rashi. He says, nobody says he say Pitikra four times, nobody says he say Pitikra three times. The maximum he says is going to be two times, and it has to be two walls like this, and then pitikra on the other two. So they don't hold from Rashi. So he says with the samach goras, the correct girsin and the line that we just learned should read like this. Rav says pitikra yorvisoy same achsedra bebika means you have three walls. You have three walls. The Rav allows pitikra yorvisoy same for the fourth wall, and Shmuel does not agree. Shmuel holds you don't ever say pitikra once. So how can Shmuel over here talk about pitikra? And our Mishnah, Shmuel says, if it's missing on one wall, you say pitikra on a bias. But Shmuel is one who doesn't believe in pitikra. So the Girsa should read, ki leislei. When does Shmuel say you don't apply pitikra b'sholosh? If you have three walls and the fourth wall is missing, mikol v'kol, then Shmuel holds you don't say pitikra. Aval ba'arba, but if you have four walls, but a lot of the fourth wall is missing, you have a pirtzi yes and the yeser on the fourth wall. Oh, you have parutz meruba alayim on the fourth wall. So the pasht is parutz meruba alayim, they're garnished. There's nothing with nothing. Parutz meruba alayim. So Tosfos says no. If you have a shtickel of the fourth wall, then islay, then Shmuel will agree to Rab that you will say pitiki yerbesos. If you have nothing on the fourth wall, then ki leislay. When does Shmuel not agree with Rav that you don't apply pitiki yerbesos? Same if you only have a sholosh. Aval barbelis and chen garsi rabbeinu chanan rabbeinu tam ochet perusha. Bisholosh, if you only have three mechitzes, that's when Shmuel disagrees with Rav, and you don't say pitikra. That's what an achsedra bebika means. If you have sholosh mechitzes, three walls were harvis, perutza bemilu, and the fourth wall is missing, legamrei, and gansa missing the fourth wall, then Shmuel disagrees with Rav, you don't say pitikra. Avol bi'arba, what does it mean? Sheyesh berevis lecha yopas. But if you have all four walls, the fourth wall hinktunter, either the fourth wall is a pirtzi esemeyeser, which tegnished, or the fourth wall is paritz murbal oimeid, but you have a shame dalet mechitzes, dika shame mechitze, there is a chal shame mechitze there. Afal pisha pirtza meruba, o sheprutzi esemeyeser, even though the fourth wall tegnished, the fourth wall is paritz murbal oimeid, or the fourth wall is a pirtzi esemeyeser, so Shmuel will agree there that you do say pitikra. So that's how Tosfos read the Gemara to patch it up. That's how Tosfos reads the Machlekes. Rabbi Shmuel does not, that you just have a roof and there are no walls at all. That's out of the question. You have three walls, and the Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel is whether you say pitikra to substitute for the fourth wall. And then the Gemara said, but Shmuel would also agree if you have four walls, shame dalet mechitzes, you have four walls, but there's something lacking on the fourth wall. It's either paritz meruba lo oimeid, or it's a pitza yesa meyesa. So then Shmuel will agree to Rav that you would apply pitikra yerbesos. So then the Gemara says, so we'll go back to the Kasha again. So why does if Shmuel already agrees that sometimes you do apply pitiki yerbesosim, if you have three walls and you have something on the fourth side, but you have a pirtza yesem yeser, then you allow pitiki on the fourth side. So why shouldn't you say it on the third side also? The Mishnah says if nifritz mishtei rucha says no good, nifritz miruach achas is good. So what's the difference, the third wall or the fourth wall? Rav is prepared to say pitiki yerbesosim. Oh, you have a two walls. You're missing the third and the fourth wall. You have two walls at a right angle, missing the third and fourth. So Rav says pitikra. Shmuel only says pitikra if you have all the four walls, but it's a little bit missing on the, a lot is missing on the fourth wall. So they say a lot is missing on the third and the fourth wall. So why should, according to Shmuel, why does the Mishnah say that it's you don't say pitikra on the third and the fourth walls? If you have all four walls, just each one is the third and the fourth teignish, so Shmuel should also say that pitikra. That's Gemara's kasha. Freg de Gemara umikoma kam kasha. So you're back to the kasha again. According to Shmuel, how do you read the Mishnah? Why do we distinguish between a pirtze yesem yeser that's only on one ruach, or a pirtze yesem yeser on the third and the fourth ruches? And for the Gemara, kidi amri bei rav mishmei de rav. Just like in the yeshiva of Rab, they said in the name of Rab, Kosh, Nifetz, Bekeren, Zobis, Turi, Ba'alach, Zoyin. Yeah. Hachanami, similarly over here, Kosh, Nifetz, Bekeren, Zobis, Bekeruya, Ba'arba. What does that mean? What does that mean? So let's go Rashi and let's go Tosfos. So Rashi says, you see the diagram in Rashi? Rashi, you're looking from the roof, down, you're looking on the roof. So the on the top and the left side, the two walls fell down. Mele, the roof fell down. The roof fell down in such a jagged way that you're going to have to say pitikra four times. Once going from the top down, and then to the left, and going down again, then going to the left again. So Rashi says, that's pitikra four times. So Shmuel, Rashi has everything different from Tosfos. So Rashi says, that was a machlekes, Rav Shmuel, you say pitikra four times. Three times even Shmuel agrees that you do say pitikra. That was the funny Rashi. They said, that's ridiculous. You don't even say two times if the two walls are parallel to each other. You can't say mefulish pitikra. But that's why Rashi holds that Gemara is only going to get to Sukkah. We're talking about Shabbos. And Shabbos is more lenient than Sukkah. Apparently that's what Rashi holds. But to say pitikra four times, that's taka machlekes Rav Shmuel. So Shmuel does not allow pitikra four times. So he gives you this hechitimtza, this image in Rashi, this tzura. You're trying to say pitikra four times. So that you can't say. You say pitikra going from the top down, then going to the left, going down again, then going again to the left. So to say pitikra four times, Shmuel holds is no good. Sure. According to Tosfos, that's not at all the pshat in the Gemara. So Tosis says, nobody holds you say Pitikra four times. That's out of the question. So how does Tosis read the Gemara? Nachamam? Why does Shmuel distinguish between a pirtze yasem yasem on one wall that you do allow pitikir yervisoysim and pirtze yasem yasem on two walls? The two walls are adjacent. So what? Say pitikir yervisoysim over here also. So what is Tosis' answer? How does Tosis read, let's say, the top Tosis? Well, Mishani, let's see, in the middle of that Tosis on the base top. Mishani, the Gemara answers, Shenifetz b'keren zavis, the Kirui barbi Shenifetz v'nofel gamen akirui. Not just that the wall fell down, part of the roof fell down also. Just like Rav, this is the way Tosis interpreted Rav. Rashi didn't interpret Rav like that. Rashi interpreted Rav, Kirui balachsan, that this roof is not flat, the roof is tilted. But Tosis didn't learn like that. Tosis learned Kirui balachsan means the roof is flat, but you can't say pitikra catty corner. You only say pitikra on a rectangular shape of a roof. So that's what Shmuel says. Just like Rav said, you don't say pitikra on an indentation. You only say it on a right angle. You only say it if it's a rectangular shape roof. So I give the same answer. If it's only missing, if you're missing one wall over here, you can say pitikra. If you're missing a little bit over here and a little bit over here, right, you say pitikra twice. But if you're missing in the corner, then the ceiling is going to fall down. The ceiling is going to fall down, so you want to say pitikra on a diagonal shape. So Rav said, you don't say pitikra. I agree with Rav. You don't say pitikra. Rav is more makel than Shmuel and pitikra. So Shmuel agrees with Rav. You don't say pitikra in such a case. So now the Gemara is going to explain, why does each one disagree with the other one? So the Gemara says, the way Rav interpreted the Gemara, what did the Gemara say? Konchenifetz b'keren zavis kiroya balachsa. So Rashi learns kiroya balachsa means that the roof is slanty as opposed to flat. So the way Rashi reads, so the Gemara says, Shmuel lo yama kirav, Shmuel doesn't like Rav's pshat, alachsan like katani. Rav is adding on something to the Mishnah that doesn't say. It doesn't say in the Mishnah that they're talking about an irregular roof. Rashi always writes, in the days of the Tanoim, the normal way to build a house was that the rooftops were flat. In the days of Rashi, the rooftops used to go like this. So Shmuel disagrees with Rav. It doesn't say you're talking about a slanty rooftop. Here's the Shaila. The way Tosis learns, Balachsan doesn't mean that the roof is slanty as opposed to flat. Balachsan just means that it's missing catty quarter. It's missing like that. So that's what Shmuel also interprets the mission like that. So what do you mean? Shmuel rejects Rav's pshat because what? It's missing in the mission. That's the way Shmuel read it also. So Tosis has trouble reading this Gemara. Okay. So Shmuel doesn't like Rav's pshat because it's too much missing in the mission. And Rav doesn't like Shmuel's pshat. Rav lama ki Shmuel can't have ila achsedra. Rav the time dam achsedra muta the talta bekula. According to Rav, if you say pitikra more than once, you don't have to have a mechitza there at all. You say pitikra. Okay. That's the machlekes Rabbi Shmuel. Then the Gemara on the bottom of the daf has this machlekes, the two versions exactly. Where is the machlekes Rabbi Shmuel? Here, four lines from the bottom. Regarding Pitikur Rabbi Seisim, so the Gemara has two versions. The first version is Be'eser. If the gap in the wall is 10 amas or less, kuli amal or pligi, that you would say pitikra. Keep pligi, when is there a machlekes Rabbi Shmuel, whether you say pitikra? They all agree in principle you do say pitikra. If it's eser apachas, keep pligi, when is there a machlekes b'yesem eser? And ikad diami, the other version, it has fakerdno. B'yesem eser kuli amal or pligi, that you don't say pitikra, you're recessing. Keep pligi, when is there a machlekes b'eser, that Shmuel denies the whole din of pitikra, you're recessing. So that's what Tosis picks up. That's what Tosis proves their point. And daf pei vav and aleph, and they refer you back here. Kedeprishus liel. On the bottom Tosis they say, we explained earlier, not like Rashi. Rashi learns that pitikur yervisoysim is a principle. You have a tefach of a mechitza, so it's like gurachis mechitza. You have the haschol of a mechitza, like you have a haschol mid the rabbanon. You have a tefach stretched out, so you can extend it more. That's called Tosefus or Laroi. So here Rashi holds that this adin deraisa. If you have a tefach standing, so you say good achis mechitz. And Tosfos says, if that's the vort, it's a din in Gurache, so why should it make a difference? Yeser meyeser, eser, that's a vort in Pesach. Yeser meyeser, there's less reason to declare it as a Pesach, we declare it as a Pirtzah. So this is where Tosfos proves from this Gemara that the idea behind Tzuras, the idea behind the Pitikei Yerveseisim is that this is another form of a Tzuras HaPesach. We use the Tzuras HaPesach from the Gemara Daf Yud Aleph, Kana Mikama, Kana Mikama, Kana Mikama. You have two poles on either side, sturdy enough to hold the door, or two doors, like over here. Each pole holds a door. And then you have the Mashkev, Agab, Shtei HaMezuzas, Shtei HaMezuzas VaMashkev is a Tzuras HaPesach. So this says, this is another form of a Tzuras HaPesach. You don't have Shtei Mezuzas, you don't have a Mashkev, you have a wall, and then you have a Pitikra. So the Pitikra is also a Tzuras HaPesach. That's what the Chasam Sefer added on. Famous Chiddush, that was a big machlokes. Some Sefer added on a Chiddush. What if you have, let's say, a parking lot? Yeshiva, they always used to have such a parking lot, had walls around it on three sides. And on the fourth side, there were fences right opposite First Hall. That used to be a gigantic parking lot. Now they put the Gluck building there, the Gluck Center. So that parking lot used to have a long fence in front on 185th Street. And the gate used to open up. There was no kan al gabehem. There was no string on top. There was nothing on top. And when the gate would be open, it would be open way, yes, and yes. It would be open tremendously. But you had a gate attached there. You had the door attached. All you have to do is swing it shut. So the Chasam Sofer said a Chiddush, if you have a door attached, all you have to do is close it. Etzuras HaPesach, if you have two poles and you have a string on top, even if you don't have any hinges, even if you don't have a door at all, since it's Bria Kadela Kabal Dela Shal Kasha, two mezuzahs are sturdy enough that you could have attached the door and you could have closed the door, so that has a din like a mechitza. But what happens if you actually have a door there? You just have it open right now and you can easily close it. If the guards want to, they can easily close it. So even though they didn't close it, it's considered a mechitza. That's also a Tzuras HaPesach. So in Hungary, they used to worship the Chasam Sofer like Moshe Rabbeinu himself. They used to say that the Vilna Gaon knew how to learn almost as big as the Chasam Sofer. So in Hungary and in Galicia, Ruba de Ruba followed this Chasam Sofer. That whenever you have a door that's attached there, even though it's not Kana Mikama, Kana Mikama, Kana Gabeim, that's also Tzuras HaPesach. The door is also Tzuras HaPesach. And the Chazon Ish disagreed. The Chazon Ish has a whole simon in the Sefer on Erevin, things that he disagrees with the Chasam Sofer and Hilchas Erevin, certain details. So this is one of them. The Chasam Sofer came up and said, the Chiddush, if you have a door that's attached and you can easily close it, see, even though you don't have a Kon Al Gabem, you have no Kon Mikam, Kon Mikam, the door is attached, that's Avada Tzuras HaPesach. So the Chazon Ish says, we have no right to invent Tzuras HaPesach on our own. There's no source in the Gemara for this. And he quotes that the Rabbeinu Yohannesson, the one who wrote the commentary on the side of the Rif, usually it's either the Ran or the Nemuki Yosef. Mm-hmm. Here it's a different Rishon, Rabbeinu Yohannesson. So Rabbeinu Yohannesson, and this Rabbeinu Yohannesson happens to be quoted by the Beis Yosef, this particular one. Rabbeinu Yohannesson writes explicitly in such a case that it's not a Tzuras HaPesach. It does not have the din of Tzuras HaPesach. So he says, how can Chasam Sofer disagree with this Rabbeinu Yohannesson, which was quoted by the Beis Yosef, that there is, that's not called the Tzuras HaPesach. If there's no tikra,
you have a door. No, I thought you have a door.
It,
or it's not open.
You have a door, but there's no tikra at all. Let's say Yerushalayim. And Olas Balayla, they used to lock the gates at night, and in the daytime the gates would be open. So the Gemara says because they locked the gates at night, and the traffic couldn't go through 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, everybody knew that the gates would be locked at night. So therefore, Yerushalayim did not have the status of a Rishus Arab. So he says, of course not. If you can lock the gates at night, means that you have doors on them. If you have doors, the Chasam Sofer says it's already a Tzuras HaPesach. So it's already a Tzuras HaPesach, so it's a mechitza. So what's the problem? So the Rabbeinu Yonason says, no, the gates were not in the frame of, not in the form of a Tzuras HaPesach. They had gates like the parking lot next to the yeshiva. They had gates. But when the gates were open, there was no Kana Mikama, Kana Mikama, Kana Agabem. When the gates were closed, it's a mechitza. When the gates were open, there was nothing there. And nonetheless, it's not a Rishus Harabim because you don't have Hiluch Harabim 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So he quotes that Rabbeinu Yonason and makes that comment on Rishus Harabim that having gates attached doesn't make it into a Tzuras HaPesach. Only if you have Kana Mikama, Kana Mikama, Kana Gabim. Or Tosfos claims Pitikra. Tosfos, you see from this bar, Pitikra is another form of Tzuras HaPesach. And Rashi disagrees. He holds even pitikra is not midin tzeros haPesach. It's midin gur achis mechitza. The tikra has to be a tefach thick. That's a sama machme for the Rashi, because the Shulchan Aruch quoted the Rashi. Shulchan Aruch quoted if the roof is slanty instead of being flat. So yesh machnirim. Rashi Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. Rashi is of the opinion that you can't say pitikra yerusaisim. So the Pashto says because once it's going to be on the slant, it's not going to be a tefach in height anymore. So that's why sama machmer, that you only apply pitikra yared v'saisim if the tikra is taka tefach thick. Let's say we were talking about the bus stops. We were talking last week about the bus stops. A lot of times you have two walls at a right angle to each other, then you have the roof on top. Roof on top is less than a tefach thick. So according to Rashi, you wouldn't be able to say pitikra. So that's the shayla. The Shulchan Aruch never quotes that part of Rashi. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the chumrah, that if it's on a slant as opposed to flat, you can't say pitikra. But l'chor, the slant as opposed to flat is based on the fact that if it's on a slant, you don't have the tefach anymore. That's the whole rationale. So the Shulchan Aruch sounds like it's recommending we should be machmer for that, to only say pitikra if it's a tefach thick.
If, according to Rashi, the tikra was too tefach, would he allow a 50% angle because he still had one tefach even at the angle?
I think he would, yeah, I think so.
Even on the slant, don't you have to step up if you do the bottom part? It's only if you do the top part of the tikra, then you don't have the step up. If you do the bottom part, you can have the step up.
The piha tikra is this part.
So if you
this is the piha tikra.
If you turn it, the bottom still has the step up.
No, if this is only a tefach and then it's on a slant, they just made it shorter. It's only going
to
be a tefach like this.
If I go from the bottom to the top, it's a tefach. It just doesn't hit on the end.
Yeah, but you want to have the mechitzas are according to the pull of gravity. The mechitzas around the Rishus HaYachid are according to the pull of gravity. You have less than a tefach.
It always has to be a straight one.
Unless it's more than a tefach. If it's two tefachim thick, so you can have it on quite an angle. And you're still going to have a tefach from the top to the bottom, according to the pull of gravity. Yeah. Then the Gemara has on the top, four lines from the top. One, two, three, five lines from the top. The Gemara says, you know, there's a machlokes habay v'rove. So they're wondering whether the machlokes habay v'rove has to do with the machlokes Rabbi Shmuel over here. Lema should I say Abai v'Rava v'plukta the Rabbi Shmuel kamifli. Rabbi Shmuel were the first generation of Amoraim. They were both students of Rabbi Yudah Nosi. Abai v'Rava were several generations later. Should I say that these two machlokes are identical? What? We had a few versions exactly, actually, in reality, what is the machlokes Rabbi Shmuel? Machlokes is Pachas Mi'asa, the machlokes is Yesa Mi'asa. Machlokes is three walls, four walls, five walls, different versions of what's the machlokes Rabbi Shmuel, where the Shmuel totally denies pitikra yerusaisim, and the Shmuel denies it in certain cases. Rashi tells all the versions. So now the Gemara presents machlokes Rabbi Shmuel is where they say pitikra. Shmuel doesn't garbage pitikra at all, and Rab does, and we're not going into the details. Isn't that identical? Lema, should I say, Abai v'Rava have the exact, they're repeating the old machlokes. A lot of issues that were debated. Bizmana Tanoim, Bizmana Amoraim, Arishonim, Bizmana Achoraim, Amoraim, Achoraim. They kept on having the same machlekes over and over and over again. So the Gemara says, should I assume that the machlekes Abai v'Rava, the late Amoraim, was identical with the machlekes Rabbi Shmuel de Itmar? What's the din? Sicha chal gabi achsedro sheyesh blo pitzimin. You have like this. I remember many years ago when I visited in Tzfas. Tzfas was an old city. I haven't been there in a long time and seeing it. But I remember, huh? Oh, okay. So they had, we rented an apartment. All the apartments were in a circle. And then, and each apartment had like a roof in front of it, like a porch in front of each one. And they were all in a circle. And then in the middle of the circle was open to the sky. So if you had to go to the, and there was no bathroom in each apartment, so if you had to go to the bathroom, if it's raining, we were there in summertime, it's raining, you got to walk out in the rain. You have to walk from your apartment across the hall to the other place, and it's open over there. So you have rooftops, you have apartments around in a circle, then you have in front of each apartment, you have rooftops going out part of the way. So you can't be yotze the mitzvah sukkah sitting under the rooftops. The rooftops are there all year long. Even if the rooftops are made from wood, that's no good. The rain doesn't go through the rooftops. It's also no good. So it's a the gag is there all year long. That's no good. But you have in the middle, the apartments are in a circle, and then the roof, each one has a rooftop in front of it. Then you have a circular area in the middle. So what's the din if you put schach? What's the din if you put schach over there in the middle part? So it's a Mishnah and Sukkah. So it says, but you have to have the tfanis. So where are the tfanis? So if the tfanis, if the front of the building is within Dalet Amos to the opening in the middle, so that's called Daifan Akuma. So you don't, if you have a gap between, if you have schach over here and the wall over here and it's empty space, so if you have empty space, it has to be less than three tochim. You have to be able to say lovet. If you have empty space more than three tochim, there's no tzirif between the tfanis and the schach, and it's no good. That's a Mishnah. But now that you have empty space, I have rooftops going around and around. I have all the walls. The front of the buildings is the walls for the sukkah inside. I have the schach is in the middle of the circle. And I have only each rooftop in front of each building, each porch, is only three amas across. It's not more than, it's not dalet amas. So then you say, doifen akuma. It's not empty space. It's pasul eschach. The rooftops are pasul eschach because number one, it's gaga shel kol hashana kula. That's not kosher for eschach. If you have a house that you live in all year long, let's say a person lives in a sukkah all year long. Yeah, if a person lives in a sukkah all year long, so the Gemara says in sukkah that he's not yotze. He has to take down the roof and put it up again, the shame sukkah. You can't. So the rooftop is there all year long, and then number two, it doesn't rain through. And Tosfos says, "Avival sheitemis uchechas ki hilchosa." The Brisa in sukkah that Avchesam Bay says that the sukkah has to be, you have to, the schach has to be properly placed. Misuchechas ki hilchosa. What does that mean? The Mishnah, the Brisa doesn't explain what it means. Misuchechas ki hilchosa. So the Bali Ateisa say what it means is that the rain should be able to go through. If you made so much schach that the rain can't go through, the Mishnah says, look, Atchila, you should have schach that you should be able to see the stars. But the Mishnah says, if you made, yeah, if you have to have tzilas meruba mechamasa, yeah. If you have parits meruba aloim, and if you have more empty spaces, then you have schach, so it's not called schach. But what's the maximum? That's the minimum. You have to have tzilas meruba mechamasa, that's the minimum schach. Is there a maximum? So the Mishnah says, "Afal pishena kochavim nirin." Even though there's so much schach, it's a thick schach, you can't see the stars. So you see, lechatzchila should be able to see the stars, but yeah, but it's good even if you can't see the stars. What if there's so much schach, it can't even rain in? So Taisa says that's already possible, because the Mishnah says that it's a simen klala. If it rains in Eretz Yisrael on sukkahs, in America it always rains on sukkahs. Other parts of the world always rains on sukkahs. So that's not a simen bracha, it's not a simen klala, it doesn't mean anything. All means rain. But in Eretz Yisrael, it never rains then. Once in 25 years it rains. I was in Eretz Yisrael a couple of years ago for sukkahs, so it rained on sukkahs. So Keren B'Yavna was having their annual dinner on Leil Chalamoid. So it was raining, so they had a shiloh where they should set up in the sukkah, set up in the house. So they called me. By me, it was Yantav Sheni. So they kept on calling, because I didn't answer the phone. So someone drove up and rang the bell. So then we opened the door. They said, why don't you answer the phone? So I said, it's Yantav Sheni. Oh, they apologized. They didn't realize where it was up. So what, they're asking me a shiloh, should they set up in the sukkah? So I said, what are you asking me? They said, because by them it never rains. They never have the shiloh. By us in America, it always rains. So they figured an American rabbi will be used to the shiloh. So I told them they should set up in the building. They shouldn't set up in the sukkah. And it turned out that it was pouring a whole night. Okay. Turned out that it was the correct sign. So the Mishnah says that if it rains in Eretz Yisrael, on sukkahs, it's him a klola. It's him like a person, the servant wants to serve a drink to his master, and he takes the drink and he throws it back in his face. So the Ribbono Shel Olam, we want to sit in the sukkah, and we want to show the Ribbono Shel Olam to do his mitzvah, and he turns on the faucet and then it starts raining in the sukkah, and we can't be out to the mitzvah. So why can't you be out to the mitzvah and make a sukkah that has so much schach, it won't rain in? So the Bali Atosha say, arrive from the Mishnah, that if you have a sukkah that it can't rain in, there's so much schach, that's not kosher. So where does it ever say that in the Mishnah? It just says it's a simen klala bechag. If it rains in Eretz Yisrael, simen klala. So the Balei Atosha say that's what the meaning is of that line in the Brisa and Sukkah. Daf Ches on the base says uvedval shetei misuchechas kihil chosa. That phrase means that there's a maximum. You shouldn't put too much schach. If you have so much schach that it can't rain in, so then it's not a kosher with a sukkah. So let's say you have like this. All the houses are in a circle, and in front of each house there's a shtickel porch with a roof on top. And the roof is a solid roof, it doesn't rain in, and the roof is there all year long. So there are two reasons why that roof is not kosher. First of all, it's there all year long. Secondly, it doesn't rain in. So that will be doifen akumas. If the front of wall of all of the apartments that are in a circle is within dalet amos to the kosher schach in the middle of the whole location, so good. What happens if it's more than dalet amos? So you can't say doifen akuma. So then the shaila is like this. Let's say in front of the porch where the roof ends, you have a lot of poles. So you have a pole every three tvachim. So does the chlovut? So if you have a pole in a circle, so love it. So all the tvanas are there. You have all the tvanas are there, love it. So that's the Gemara. Itma, that's on the fifth line from the top of Tzadikim and Al. Sicha chagabiach sedra shiesh lo ptzimin. If you have ptzimin, means you have a pole, and all the poles are within three tvachim to each other. So everybody's masking that kilovut kshera. What if it's ain't lo ptzimin? What if you have a pole to hold up the roof? But the poles are too far away from each other. You can't say lovewood. So can you say pitikar yared v'soisem to be considered a doifen? To be considered the tvanas. The schach is in the middle, and I'll say pitikar, the edge of the roof of each one of the homes has a porch in front of it. So the edge of each porch, the edge of the roof of each porch, I'll say pitikar yared v'soisem, and that should be farechent as a yerid v'saisim, a daifim for the inside of the sukkah. Yerid. So the Gemara is going to. So that's a machlekes Abai v'Rav. Abai amak sheira. Abai says fine. Rav amipsal. Abai amak sheira. Abai says good. Amak pitikir v'saisim. Since it's the edge of the roof on the porch, so you say yerid v'saisim. It's a daifim. Rav amapsul alarman pitikir v'saisim. So the Gemara says, should I say that the machlekes Abai v'Rav is identical with the machlekes Rabbi Shmuel? Lema, should I say Abai holds like Rav that you do say Pitik or Yerbisoysim, and Rav holds like Shmuel that you don't say Pitik or Yerbisoysim? That's what it sounds like. So this Machlokes began the first generation of Amoraim, Rav and Shmuel. We had various versions before. Is that really what Shmuel said? The Shmuel denies Mikova called the din of Pitikra, or he only applies it in restricted cases. There were different versions. Now the Gemara is just saying Shmuel doesn't hold from Pitikra. Rav holds Pitikra, Shmuel doesn't hold Pitikra. And that sounds like that's the machlekes Rabbi Shmuel. So the Gemara says, "Aliba de Shmuel kolam la pligi." If you hold like Shmuel, the way we're understanding him now, that you don't say pitikra. So if you don't say pitikra for Shabbos, you don't say pitikra for the sukkah. There's nothing to discuss. Ki pligi aliba de Rav. Even if you hold like Rav, that you do say pitikra by Shabbos, there's still room to say Abai holds like Rav. You say pitikra v'seisim v'Rabba. My Rabba says wrong. Ad kanu kam Rav hasmela dehani mechitzas lach sedra. Avidi, what was Rav talking about? You had three mechitzas. How did Rashi say? Rashi said you have a gazebo, only has a roof, doesn't have any walls, but the roof is a roof for the area below it. Or the Tosfos said you have three walls and you have a roof on top. So the roof is a roof for the area below it. So he said the pi hatikra yerid v'soisem, this imaginary mechitza serves as a mechitza for the area directly below the roof. But here it's the other side. Here you're saying the homes are all in a circle, and the porches are in front of every home in a circle also. You're going to say pitikir b'saisim, fine. The edge of the tikra serves as a daifim for the inside of the porch, not for the outside, for the hole in the middle where the schach is. That's what Rabbi distinguishes. Ad kan lekam Rav Hasmela dehani mechitza is lachsed Ravidi. The mechitzas are serving for the area below it. Avol hocha dehani mechitzas lav lesuka Ravidi loy. That's what we had last week. I was drawing a diagram here, so I said when they made the Erev in Flatbush, I think it was, so they made it up until McDonald, and then they were going to rely on Pitik Erev Sosim. Then they realized no, they can't use the near end of the elevator; they have to use the far end, the other side. Pitikir b'soisim is, it has a status of a mechitza for the area below it, not for the area adjacent to it. So they had to use the far end of the whole floor of the elevator. It's not a solid floor, but it was loved. So the Gemara says in the first parak in Shabbos, if you have a roof that's a loved, it's also a tikra, and you also say pitikir b'soisim. So on the far end you can say the floor of the elevator that holds up the train is a tikra, and it's a tikra for the area directly below it. So that's yerid v'soisem. It's considered a mechitza for the area below it. Okay? So you can use the far end of the elevated, of the roof of the elevated, that'll serve as the mechitz. So they had to make the Tzuras HaPesach and all of the Flatbush, they had to have it go to the far side of the elevated, then they use Pitiki herbicides.
I mean, you
say love it on the schach. Say love it on the schach, so the schach itself is a tikra.
Yeah.
So say pitik yervisesim for the area directly below it. Yeah.
No, no one ever held that.
Right, we don't say that.
Right, so why here is it mashma that they're holding that someone actually hold that?
I don't know. The Gemara says there, you don't say pitikra to create the finest for sukkah. So
right.
Why does Abai say, why don't they just say pitikra is only a din in Hilchah Shabbos?
Right.
Why didn't they say it just doesn't apply to sukkah? I don't know. Unless they mean the Gemara has a klal in the first perek in Sukkah, that even though the dinim of Shabbos and Sukkah are so different from each other, but for Shabbos shebetoch haSukkah, Shabbos that's in the middle of Sukkah, so he said Migad Avidai from the Shabbos, Avidai from the Sukkah, Migad Avidai from the Sukkah, Avidai from the Shabbos. So if you just make a Sukkah with Tzchach, and you're just discussing whether it's a kosher Sukkah, so then you don't say Pitikri Yerushalayim. But for Shabbos, since there is a din of pitikra for Hilchas Shabbos, you have a right to use it for sukkah as well.
So on Shabbos sukkah, would he kosh it on
Chol? It should turn out that it should be good. It should turn out that the
carry it on Shabbos, but you can't use it for sukkah.
Yeah.
Maybe,
no,
but
once you say you can carry,
maybe pitikra just applies to a permanent tikra, not to a tikra or
that's why you couldn't use
it.
I don't know. I don't think so. So this Gemara, Rava distinguishes Aval Hocha. Rava says, "At kan lekom Rav Hasmela dehani mechitz lach said Ravidi Aval Hocha dehani mechitz lach besuk Ravidi loy." So I said pshat that you only say pitikra with respect to the area below it. You can't have a tikra over here. I'm going to say pitikra over soisim for the area adjacent to it. It's not a tikra for the area adjacent. That's what I said, Pshat. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva where he doesn't learn the Gemara like that. He translates the words of the Gemara literally. He says that you only apply, you see the Rashi over here, on Tzadikim and Aleph. Lav l'sukkah l'shem sukkah. Rashi doesn't say what I said. I said, lav l'sukkah avidi, it's not a tikra for the sukkah, it's a tikra for the porch.
Yeah.
Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi sounds like, Rav Moshe Feinstein learns Pasha B'Shat in the Gemara, that's what it sounds like in Rashi. Do mechitzas have to be put up l'shma? So the Gemara said, mechitza ha-medes me'alehu is also good. We had in the first paragon, Daf Tezvav in Erevin, we had a long time ago, let's say the farmer is harvesting the tefuah, and he harvested a lot of tefuah on Erev Shabbos, he had to stop. And then you have stalks that are growing from the ground, stands up like a wall. So the Gemara says the stalks that are standing up like a wall serve as a mechitza if he's harvesting in a circle, and then you have the stalks are standing in a wall like walls. So it's a mechitza medes me'alehu. So the inside of the walls has a status of a shusayach. Nobody, the farmer didn't harvest the tefuah, planning that anything should serve as a mechitza. The Gemara says it doesn't matter. Mechitza medes me'alehu is good. So we usually assume that the pitiki yervisesim also, what's the difference, what you had in mind? So Moshe Feinstein learns, no, that's what the Gemara says. The only time you say pitiki yervisesim is if the tikra was put up l'shem tzeil for the area below it. But since the tikra on top of the porch, let's say the porches that encircle the area, and then in the middle of the area is open to the sky, and you put the schach in the middle, so this roof on top of the porch was never intended to serve as a mechitza, to serve as anything to the area in the middle. So Rav Moshe Feinstein says you don't say pitikra. So this leads Rav Moshe Feinstein to a fantastic chiddush. He says you can't use the elevated. They were discussing using the elevated, the floor that you say lavud, the whole discussion that we had. Use the floor. So he said, that floor was put up to hold the trains. They didn't put up the floor to protect, as a roof, to protect anybody below. So just like the Gemara says over here, If you have the roof on top of the porches that go around and around, the roof was only intended for below the roof. It was never intended for over there. So even for below it, if you never intended that the roof should serve as a roof, you want this to serve as a floor for above, you can't say pitiki or recessin. That's what Moshe says. So this is very difficult because we had...
Because no roof is working.
No, because we had the case, we were learning the last piece of Gemara in the Perek. Gemara was talking about the two buildings on either side of the street. And then the Gemara says you have a bridge that goes over from one building to the other. The bridge is in order to take the patients over. That's, they made it as a floor. They didn't make it as a roof. They didn't make it as a roof to protect anybody on the bottom, on the walking in the street from the snow and the rain. It was made as a floor. And still, state beferish in the Gemara that you say pitika yerbisos. That's what they're tying against Rav Moshe. Right, so there Rav Moshe says that's the Gemara Daf Tezvav, then a mechitza meres me'leha is good. By a real mechitza, it doesn't matter. But Rav Moshe thought this Gemara is saying that in order to treat a pitikra as a mechitza, you have to have in mind that it should serve as a tikra for this area. If you have the roof over here, it doesn't protect anything in the middle, so that's why it doesn't serve as a mechitza. So and he says, therefore, if the roof is put up to serve as a floor for people above it, not to serve it all as a roof, so you wouldn't say pitikra even for below it. That's what Rav Moshe says. So the Pashta says that many disagree with that shuv and Rav Moshe. The Pashta says not like Rav Moshe, because the Gemara says about the bridge that goes from one building to the other, all the bridges are put up to enable people to go on top of the bridge, not to serve as a roof. And still you say the end of the parak, the Gemara said you do say pitikra yerbisos.
Rav Moshe language.
Yeah. But this is too much to be mekel so much, yeah. But Rashi sounds like it's a din of Lishmon. Rashi beferish like Rav Moshe. Sounds like it's a chisarn. It doesn't relate. This tikra doesn't relate to that. Easier would be to say it's not a tikra. You only say pitikra yerbisos and vis-a-vis that area directly below it, that lemaisa it's serving as a tikra. But for the area adjacent to it, it's not a tikra. So you don't apply pitikra yerbisos. Yeah. But the way Rashi writes it, it sounds the way Rav Moshe said. Shveres Hashveres Rashi. Okay, a lot of these dinim are very relevant. A lot of these halachas are very relevant. Mm-hmm. According to Rashi, that's right. Tosis wrote on Pevav that according to Rashi, you're forced to assume that you only say pitikra if the roof is a tefach tik. So according to Rashi, you'll be okay. Why you can't say pitikra? You ever say it? Yeah. In this week's Sedra, we have all of the karbanas for people who sin. Sometimes, most of the karbanas are brought when a person sins b'shogeg. Once in a while, a korban is even brought when a person sins b'mezid. Rare cases. The Mishnah has in Krisus. There's a Mishnah elamavim al azodin kishkoga. So the Chumash has pasuk when the person realizes that he sinned. This happens to be by chatas oyle v'yored. Sometimes you have a chatas kivua. Whether you can afford it or not, you have to bring a chatas behem or kizbo or sira, and that's it. You can't afford it, so borrow money from somebody, or schnorr money from someone. Go ask for an adult. But over here, this is a chatas olaviyared on three specific averes. So if you can afford it, you bring a chatas behem. If you can't afford it, you bring a chatas oif. If you can't afford that, you bring a minchas chayte. Fine. So the pasuk says when the person realizes that he sinned. He should recite vidui. So Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that it would appear that there are two different mechayvim of vidui. One mechayvim of vidui is when the person recognizes that he sinned and he wants to stop sinning, so he should recite vidui right away. Then there's another requirement, even though he already recited vidui for the avera, when it comes Yom Kippur and the pasuk says Lefnei Hashem Titoru. So the Tanoim seem to have different interpretation. The pasuk Lefnei Hashem Titoru is a haftoche; it's a promise. Hakadosh Baruch Hu will purify you; you will be purified in the presence of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, or You should purify yourselves. Titora, tzatzivui. You should purify yourselves, lifnei Hashem. So then, lifnei Hashem, also there are two interpretations. So the Ramban interpreted lifnei Hashem, you should go to mikveh erev Yom Kippur. The Rav Sadi go and the Ramban hold like that. There's an inyan to... Ramban learns there's an inyan to recite vidui on erev Yom Kippur, before Yom Kippur enters. And Rav Sadi go and in the Spirish and Chumash is quoted by the Rosh at the end of Yom. Rav Sadi go and says, the Torah means you should be toivel in a mikveh on erev Yom Kippur, before the day enters. So they both translate lifnei Hashem, erev Yom Kippur, before the Yom HaKadosh enters, and Titor is a Loshen Tzivut. So other Rishonim learned, Titor is a Loshen Tzivut, lifnei Hashem does mean on erev Yom Kippur, it means on Yom Kippur. You should purify yourselves on Yom Kippur. You should say vidui, a second mechayiv avidui. It's one mechayiv avidui, v'hoye ki Hashem lachas me'ela, when he has hakaras achet, v'hu yada v'yoshem. When he recognizes that he sinned, when you have hakaras achet, then you have to do tshuva. So the first step in tshuva, one step of tshuva is to say vidui. Then there's another mechayiv avidui on Yom Kippur. Lefnei Hashem tutar, person should purify himself. And the Gemara says even averis she hisvad aleim. The Gemara has a machlokes atanaim. Averis that he said vidui last Yom Kippur. When it comes this Yom Kippur, he did one averi. He was once involved in a geneva, and the last 30 years he hasn't been involved in any geneva like that. But he did other averis in this course of this past year. So when it comes Yom Kippur, he says vidui lefnei Hashem tutarus atzivui. He should be mitar himself on Yom Kippur. Should he repeat the vidui for the avera that he did in the past 30 years ago, but he didn't, he never repeated that avera. So that's a machlekes hatanaim. So half of the tanaim hold, yeah, avera shesvad aleim, Yom Kippur shover, afal bishalach chazra al averas, chazim esvad aleim. That's another mechayiv avidui. Once you mechayiv to say vidui on Yom Kippur, once you mechayiv to say vidui for some averas, then it's like a Gilgal Shvuah. It's mechayiv you to recite vidui on all the averas. You have to have a full vidui. Like sometimes we have in Birchas Hamazon, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us food, Hazanas HaKol. And then it says, V'yachalta v'svata v'rachtas Hashem Elkecha al ha'aretz ha'toiva. You have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving you Eretz Yisrael. And then al ha'aretz, then ha'toiva refers to Hor ha'toiva zeh, refers to Yerushalayim, and refers to the Beis HaMikdash. So we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for having given us Eretz Yisrael, and then we thank Him for giving us Bris Mila, Bris Chosha Chasamta Bivsarenu, Valter Roscha Shalim Adaton, and then the Chachamim introduced the Brachim about Toiv HaMeit. What's that Toiv HaMeit? Thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all the Toivus, for all the kind things that He does for us. So that's a concept that the Rav pointed out. The Gemara has in the end of Brachas, in the last parak. The Gemara says if a person was driving and it was an accident and almost got killed, so sometimes he almost got killed because he's looking in the wrong direction. So sometimes I once went with a driver. So he was driving, he's looking backwards, and says, I almost got killed over here. He turns around, that's exactly how he almost got killed the first time. He turns around to tell him how he almost got killed the first time. And he says, the bracha, Baruch Shasili Nes Ba Mokam Azeh. So the Gemara says, and if you had a nest here, you had a nest there. So when you're in this location, say, Baruch Shasili Nes Ba Mokam Azeh, Uba Mokam Acher, you should mention the other one too. When you're in the other location, say, Baruch Shasili Nes Ba Mokam Azeh, Ba Mokam Acher, Asi Shah. So you see from that Gemara that when there's a chiyuv to be mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu for some chesed, He gave us food, so we thank HaTov HaMeit, we thank Him for the HaTov. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu did an es to us, so it's like a gilgal, agav the HaKoros HaTov HaNis, so we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all of the tovus that He did to us as well. So here also Rav Soloveitchik just gave us a dogma that when a person has a HaKoros HaChet v'hu yoda v'oshem, when he recognizes he did an aver v'hoi ki Hashem lachas me'elav hisvada, he should recite vidui. But on Yom Kippur, once he has to recite vidui for the averis that he did this year, then he should be misvada for all of the averis that he did in the past. It's a different type of vidui. The original vidui is like a chelik of the tshuva. And there's a different thing, like tahara, to maintain your purification, you should repeat the vidui for the other averis as well.
Why is it plural?
Why is it
plural? I always thought that even if you didn't do it, then you're acting on behalf of Klal Yisrael, whoever.
Oh, why do we always say vidui in the plural? Yeah, we didn't always do all of those averas. Some of those averas I never did. But there's someone in the shul who did the averas. So we say the editorial we, so all of us together.
Wouldn't you do that? That not necessarily for one something that you haven't repeated, but for someone else?
Yeah, that's according to our practice that we say it in the plural, so we're really saying for everybody. But even if he's saying the singular, and I'm only saying for myself, I'm not saying for others, and I won't say those things that I never was involved in, I never had anything to do with any Eishes Ish. Yeah, Loshen Hara, once in a while, some of my best friends do talk Loshen Hara. But Eishes Ish, I never started off with any Eishes Ish. So even if you talk Beloshen Yochid, and you leave out all of those Averes that you never have any Shaychas, but the Averes that I did 30 years ago, I should repeat the Vida on that. That's the Gemara. You did some research?
No, it's my 8 week fellow.
Okay.
Listen
carefully. Someone told me I read the Megillah this year. I remember when you read the Megillah for the Rav.
Yeah.
You had to make a play?
And I went like this.
The Megillah says,
Ravi, our book, it's a ribuy of consonants. You put an aleph in front. Seva, etzva. Saad, etzva.